taking in.
When you walk into the Lori household, kids seem to materialize out of thin air. Here's the mom, Diane Lori.
We have 5 of our own and 1 foster, so 6 kids right now.
2 are biological, 3 are adopted, and the foster child is through the State Office of Children's Services.
And they just called us a few minutes ago to see if we would take an 8-year-old boy, but we have no room right now.
They've already converted their garage into a comfortable bedroom. At least a dozen foster children have passed through the house since 2005, staying anywhere from 1 night to 18 months. The Lori's first adoption was Elena from Russia in 2004.
And within 2 days, I knew something was wrong.
Elena was 21 months old. Lori says she was different than the other Russian infants getting adopted.
She would stare at things. She didn't know how to play with toys. She would play with a little piece of lint more than she would a toy.
Years later, the Lori's adopted biological sisters Kylie and Christiana from Juneau through OCS. They receive a stipend from the state for the 2 girls and any foster children that pass through. Lori is a stay-at-home mom and her husband is a highway engineer. All 3 adopted kids were diagnosed with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders at the FASD clinic in Juneau. The clinic requires some kind of evidence that the biological mother drank during pregnancy in order to do the diagnosis. That was hard for Lori. She cries as she explains how she pleaded with Kylie and Christiana's biological mom.
Go to OCS and write down that you drank, or that you drank before you knew you were pregnant. That is the greatest gift you can give these children. And she did it.
21-year-old Emily Ann is one of Lori's biological children. She says the diagnosis opens the door for getting help.
Like, for other people to understand, they're not just bad kids. There's like a logical explanation for like why they are the way they are, and like how to like give more ideas on how to like actually help them and not just like discard them as like trash or whatever.
FASD is an umbrella term that's used to describe a range of disabilities, minor to severe. Lori says each of her 3 adopted kids falls in different areas. Issues include short attention spans, disorganization, and being overly trusting. One of her kids has a tendency to lie and steal. Elena, who's also been diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder, doesn't communicate her own needs.
She won't voluntarily say, I need something, or I need help, or I'm lost, or something like that. And so one of the things they told us is that she might need long-term care, and that she might not be able to live on her own. You know, and that was like, that hurt.
Lori says it's tough to accept that your child has a lifetime disability for which there's no cure. In most cases, you can't tell by looking that someone has FASD.
A lot of times you're out in the community and your kids are doing something stupid, you know, and you're embarrassed. And some people will say really rude things to you, like, you need to control your child. And you're like, wait a minute. I'm doing the best I can. You have no idea. And sometimes I would love to wear a shirt that says, like, my child has FASD, you know, don't judge us.
The Loris did not set out to adopt 3 kids with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders.
And there are days when I'm like, oh, I wish I had never adopted, you know? And I think that's with your typical family, too. I think there's days when parents say, I wish I didn't have any kids, you know? I think that's normal.
Lori admits she may say it more than other parents, but there are times when she can't imagine not adopting.
Each little child that you adopt, each little child that you foster, hopefully you're giving them something that will make this world a better place and better understanding and, you know, teach more empathy.
Lori sometimes blames the biological parents, but she knows that's pointless. She says you can't change the past. You can only focus on the here and now and the future. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.